Previously on Dr. Strangelove.
Where did you get that shower from? Oh, no.
It crashed to Earth in a space-age spaceship outside. Tell you what, why don't I ask those three strange space rabbits that have just walked in and are now standing right behind me armed with rabbit poo guns.
They're rabbits from outer space. Space rabbits.
Hello!
Yeah.
What's up, Doc?
Apparently, that is all what they can say.
Oi! Old T. Phyllis Glove! I'm going to lead you, Pinky Rabbits, into war! The War of the Rabbits! And the battleground shall be... the Earth!
Meanwhile, back on Earth, Dr. Strangelove, Libby and Miss Fit, together with Rogan the Rabbit and his two bunny men soldiers, are making good their escape from the evil rabbits by walking casually.
If we hurry, we can make it back to the weird ray before...
Hello!
Oh my days!
It's Mr. Custer!
Who?
Mr. Custer! You know, he's a space rock star hero and kicker of alien behinds. He's come to save us.
Hey, indeed so. Sorry about the explosion. Testing out the new teleport system. Anyway, I heard that you lot were having a bit of difficulty with the rabbit men from outer space. Yes? No?
Well, we've only met the three.
Shh! Loads more of them are on the way.
And here they come. Quickly, duck behind this wall.
Oh yeah, so there is.
So then, Mr. Custer, you've come to save us. Well, now's your chance. The evil rabbits are gonna land any minute. Now.
It's more rabbit fins.
Yes, and they're evil.
Yes, they're all wearing big helmets with a spike on top and black uniforms with skulls and crossbones on it.
Suddenly they don't seem so sexy anymore.
Stand back, you evil rabbits!
That one must be Pinky.
Yes, because he's orange.
Go back to your own planet. Didn't you hear what I just said? I said go. The planet Earth is not to be your battleground.
I'm sorry, but it is, you know. The Earth is ours for the taking.
What the...
Auntie!
A lady boy.
Don't you oh hello dear boy me, you daft old bat. You really done it this time.
Oh, yes. And what is it that I'm supposed to have done?
Well, you,
Your auntie, Phyllis Glove, is responsible for starting the rabbit wars. The wars of the rabbits.
How?
Yeah, how?
It's not got anything to do with this... handkerchief, has it? This handkerchief with the strawberries on it.
The enemy has got the handkerchief. Bunny men, attack! Attack! Attack!
Oh no! Not the rabbit poo guns! What'll we do?
Simples! We attack them back! Rogan, Josh, Rice, attack! Attack! Attack!
And so the rabbit wars didst continueth on, waging war on each other for days, weeks, months, years. In fact, it went on for so long that by the time it had finished, Dr. Strangelove had got an idea.
I've got an idea.
Oh, good. Now maybe we can finally get ourselves out of this crazy dump.
Yeah, we've been stuck in this old bomb shelter for what feels like days.
Weeks.
Months.
Years.
I dread to think what the Earth looks like now out there.
All covered in rabbit poo, I should imagine.
Yeah, it's the apocalypse.
Shut up!
Oh yes, I bet that right now, at this moment in time, Mr. Custer, the space rock star, is out there fighting the good fight alongside the rabbit warriors Rogan, Josh and Rice, trying to make this land a safer place to be in.
Yes, bless Mr. Custer. He is a good man.
Hark!
I'm harking, but I can't hear nothing.
Exactly! The war is over! Come on, let's go outside and see which rabbity men's won.
No!
It's safe. What did you go do that for? I'm Dr. Strangelove.
Oh dear, I'm so sorry. It's been such a long time since I saw you. I mistook you for the enemy.
Mr. Custer.
Nice one, Mr. C. I'm so glad you won.
Yep.
Well, where are the evil rabbits? And Auntie?
Gone. Back into space. It's a pity about the Splodge City, though.
Why? What's wrong with Splodge City?
Well, I mean, after a year or so of rabbit wars, the whole city was covered, nay, splattered, with rabbit droppings.
Don't worry. We won. That's the main thing.
Look at me. I'm covered in rabbit poo.
Yeah. What's up, Doc?